you've, I wouldn't say you've been going through a transformation the past, like, year and a half. It's more like you're more becoming more comfortable with your sound, I guess. Blinding Shadows, will be coming home. They sound more, I think, the way that you want to sound. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's a great assessment. I'm definitely getting closer to the sound that works best for me. And this new record that we're releasing in April, Resisting Fate, is more exemplary of that, just like you hit the nail on the head. The acoustic sound is it's just like a really powerful platform that I'm discovering with my songwriting evolving and like how far I've come and like in finding what's really working for like my voice.
Can we talk a little bit about like that, you know, that that evolution? I mean, I loved that song, Always You. I love the video, it was adorable, but you did the remix on Blinding Shadows, and it just had a completely different sound. It felt like it had, like, more heart. How hard has this process been for you, like, the past, like, 2 years, like, changing your sound and your perception, so to speak?
It is a little hard, because every time you do a project, you're really proud of it, but you want more to come out of it as well. So you take a step back and you pause for a minute and you kind of like evaluate where you're at and you start playing with different sounds and you start getting a reaction towards like the next step of your evolution. And like sometimes you make the right decisions and sometimes you don't. When I did the remix of Always You, I got a tremendous amount of backlash actually for doing that. The point of that was like to make it a little bit bigger and to fit in with the Blinding Shadows album. And some other people that I was had a partnership with in the radio world were actually extraordinarily disappointed with my that decision to mess with that song. So it just shows like how passionate about people are about something they hear for the first time. Then when you try to like make things better, it doesn't work out the way you want it. So sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board altogether and like start finding out what's even better for yourself.
All right, can we just talk a little bit about the creative process behind We'll Be Coming Home? How is the song written? Is there anything that's inspired by it?
Yeah, I just, you know, being that Blinding Shadows was like a really big rock album, I just wanted to take a step back, like I was reiterating before, and just like find like the peacefulness about everything. That like, you know, I've come so far already, and I wanted to just like have like a nice, fun album with like just my acoustic guitar, and things kind of evolved from there. We'll Be Coming Home is the first song that this new record is like is centered around, and the writing process for that was I found a nice sound on the acoustic guitar that really inspired me. So then I started writing lyrics around that about like finding somebody like just really special that you can be at peace with and just like enjoy your time with and like it, letting them know how special it is to be with them.
All right. What are your goals for this year? What do you really want to get accomplished?
I really want to establish sound and get like the word out about where my music's at. The We'll Be Coming Home music video is very powerful. It's very epic. And I think it's just going to like definitely make some like waves with some people. And then I also have another music video called Alone coming out, and it's actually the acoustic version of Alone from Blinding Shadows, but it sounds completely different than that version. It's very much slowed down and like and just much more impactful. So we made a music video about that, and that one's going to be a really big hit as well.
Are you worried at all considering the backlash from the last time you altered a song a bit, or do you feel like this one's done differently that, you know, no one's going to say anything?
This one's going to be done where no one's going to say anything. It's almost like a completely different song altogether. In fact, most people don't even recognize it, even though it's like, it's the same chords, it's the same lyrics, but it literally sounds like completely different. I sing it differently, almost like in a softer Johnny Cash kind of way. And, it doesn't even like have the same feel. And not only that, like I actually like tested the waters with this direction with people, and like they've been more than supportive about the direction of this music because it is like more true to myself and it's just like really working with an audience.
Are you planning any type of tour to help promote the EP?
Right now, I'm just getting through the studio. We actually just wrapped up recording a new single to do the tail end of this one, and then I'm going to start doing some promo shows here in LA, and then I'll do a release party for the new record as well.
Cool. What do you think you learned during the recording of this EP? It's your fifth. I mean, you've been through a lot musically. You're growing up. I mean, you know, what do you think you learned from this?
I think I still honestly have a long way to go. As I like have mentioned to a lot of people, like I feel like I've entered this arena so late in the game. I just like a lot of people, like they start, you know, writing their songs and their music and recording in like their teens, and like I didn't start that till much later in life. So I think I'm just now discovering what works for me, and I'm actually like really enjoying where I'm at. But I'm also like seeing things in the future where I can be going. And it's just like still, it's just an ongoing process right now.
What do you think is your most endearing quality as a singer-songwriter?
I think it's my songwriting ability. That's what I bring to the table first and foremost. I think I'm just very like true to the songwriting process. I understand it. I always look to like have like a beautiful sound. Whether it ends up that way is to be determined by the audience, but I really put my heart and soul into like making the song about something, and so it's not just like a bunch of jibber jabber like talking.
Why do you think people should pick up this EP when it's released?
I think it's moving. I think it's if they put their CD in their car and they listen to it while they're driving to work or just down to the beach, it's like it's really, really going to strike a chord with them, like emotionally in their soul. It's very touching. I feel like it means something when somebody hears it. They can tell that there's a lot of heart in there.